Hey, it's Mitch doing the cruise. On this date in 1979, the double album soundtrack to the film Saturday Night Fever reaches sales of 25 million worldwide, making it the best-selling album in history to that point. Before John Travolta started strutting across the screen in Saturday Night Fever in 1977, disco was a uniquely American phenomenon. But the soundtrack mix of existing disco hits and new additions from the Bee Gees like Stayin' Alive, More Than a Woman, and How Deep Is Your Love had music fans across the pond itching to put on those boogie shoes. The album dominates the UK charts for 18 consecutive weeks and 24 weeks here in the US. Five of the soundtrack singles reach number one, and it earns five Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, the only disco album and first soundtrack album to ever do so. By the time this fever has subsided, the soundtrack is the best-selling album in history. Now, Saturday Night Fever is also unique for being the first example of cross-media marketing, with the soundtrack released a month ahead of the film to promote the movie, and the movie in turn helping to boost the popularity of the soundtrack. A trick another popular Travolta film, Grease, successfully pulls off just a year later.